Are you looking for that perfect side hustle? A way to make money on the side that isn't that hard or inconvenient to your regular 9-to-5 grind? Well, today we're going to go over the top 18 side hustles that still work in 2022. If you're interested in that, stick around. Let's get into the podcast. Welcome, it's your boy Ty, and I appreciate you guys coming to check me out on my podcast, wherever you're catching this at, be that YouTube, Spotify, wherever. I'm all over the board, so I just want to say I appreciate you being here. And if you like to talk about finances, if you like to talk about stocks, if you like to talk about how to get your piece of the pie, how to get that bag, if you like to be motivated and stay inspired, make sure you come back and check me out and share the content that you hear in this video or podcast, because that's what we're all about here. You know, my channel is all about making sure people are aware of the different avenues to get a piece of the pie. And I do believe that the more we have these money talks and conversations about personal finance, motivation, money, the more conversations and the more images we can see about attaining wealth, the better off we'll be. The more we do it, the more we talk it, the more we make sure that we are carrying out certain goals, certain action plans for our goals, things like that. The more we talk about it, the more we hear about it, the more likely that we will become, when it comes to earning that piece of the pie and becoming wealthy. So that's why I like to have these money talks, these talks about money. And today we're going to be talking about side hustles. Of course, if you want to attain wealth, everyone knows that you have to generate some type of passive income or multiple streams of income. So the side hustle, and side hustles in 2022, oh man, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. There's so many different ways to make money out here right now. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's how you got the youth, the younger adults and kids. They're out here making bags because they have a lot more than we had when it comes to side hustling and, you know, making money in different or exotic ways. We're going to say exotic ways. But, you literally can make money from doing anything. You can monetize anything you do nowadays. You can monetize any of your hobbies, like playing video games. If you like playing video games, guess what? You can monetize that right now. If you like just driving around, you definitely can monetize that. You know, if you got free time and you are familiar with your city, man, Grubhub, Uber, there's so many different ways to make money. And the best part is that you can just start it tomorrow if you wanted to. You can start digital marketing tomorrow. You know, that's something that's very popular right now too. Affiliate marketing and making money online is so many ways. But that's just me spitting out a few of them. We're going to go to a list on time.com. And the list is titled 18 Side Hustles That Still Make Money in 2022, according to people who do them every day. And again, this is on time.com/nextadvisor. And of course, I like this article so much. I was like, man, we got to talk about this because there's so many different ways for people to make money. If you out here and you're struggling, this might be the video for you, because you might get an idea, and that's what it's all about, sparking ideas. And when you go down the top 18 quick list, we're going to talk about them, but the list goes like this. You can rent your car out for a side hustle. You can become an online coach for a side hustle. Oh man, they're killing it with that. You can build passive income with real estate. You can offer in-person services. You can start a YouTube channel. You might catch this on YouTube. You already know you can make money on YouTube. You can monetize your property on Airbnb. You can sell a product online. You can do freelance work. Shout out to Fiverr. You can launch a paid newsletter or subscription. You can promote other brands and take a commission. You can lease out your garage or yard spaces for storage. You can learn a new trade skill. You can tutor college and high school students, sublet your non-real estate assets, resell clothing that's already in your closet, start a volume photography business. Wash other people's clothes. You can wash other people's clothes. What are they talking about with that? We're gonna look into all of these. You can start an independent moving company. So those are 18 of the top side hustles to consider in 2022, according to Time. All right, so we're going to go down a few of these individually. I'm going to give my little 2 cents on all of them, because I know I do a couple of these, and I know people that do a few of these things, and some of them are pretty new to me. All right, so one, you can rent out your car when it isn't in use. Man, so now they got apps like Toro, and what Toro is, it's a way to put your car up for rent. So like, just like Enterprise or any rental car agency that has listings for rentals, you can rent your one car out. You can have your car, and I know people that do have went and bought multiple vehicles to use for Toro, so they can compete with the local rental car places, which is genius, right? Especially if you are someone that has like multiple cars and your car doesn't do anything, you can rent it out to people. You can rent your car out to people, and you can just be a little bit cheaper than the average car rental place. And guess what? They're going to flock to you. Or you can have a niche type of car. You can have fancy cars. A lot of times people want to rent something, and they go to the rental dealership, or I said dealership, the rental company, and they don't have exactly what that person wants. Guess what? You can go on a site like Toro and pick a car that you want to drive. You know, you can be as fancy as you want to. You can be driving a Tesla. Oh man, I'm gonna go drive me a Tesla. I want to rent out a Tesla. Guess what? They're on Toro. People can have these fancy cars on Toro, and still you can kind of still be in the same price range as the typical rental company, and you can make bank. And guess what? You also can look at people's reviews on driving cars or driving a car from someone. It's crazy. I was walking out of work one day, and one of my guys said, "Yeah, man, I just made $1,200 this week in two days, but he said, "I just made $1,200 this week." I'm like, "Okay, all right, you were killing the overtime or something, on you got, dang." He said, "No, with Toro. I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then he broke it down to me. He said, "Man, he went and bought a car just to rent out on Toro, and that Toro is paying that car's car note and making money for him. So you're getting money in the pocket." Sheesh. And like I said, that's someone that went and bought a car just to do that. Man, you can just rent your car out if you got one. So if you need money, you can rent your car out if you ain't going nowhere, especially if you got multiple. And you don't have to have it up there all day long. It could just be for certain times when you're not using it. You can rent your car out. You feel me? So yeah, Toro is pretty good. But there's a lot of different places like that have that. Let's see what the article was talking about. But yeah, I just know a little bit about that one. So number two, help people online with coaching or consulting. Okay, now the online training and education industry has been valued at $643 billion in 2020. And I can say, I can see that, man. I learned a lot more from the internet. I'm not even going to lie. If I want to learn how to do something, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to look it up on the internet. I might find the YouTube, a YouTuber that's telling me how to do a certain task. And guess what? They probably going to offer a course, especially if it's a how-to. For example, how to set up a web page. I had to do some research and understand how to set up my website. I had to learn that on my own. I didn't go to school to do it. I didn't go to a college to do it. No, I researched it. I found someone that was doing it online, and I learned how to do it by watching them. And a lot of people are capitalizing on that whole, you know, you coming to see me to learn something. They're offering courses. And I'm not knocking them. That's 100%. That's awesome. If you got a course, shoot. I done took a couple courses. I'm enrolled in Mind Valley, and that's all it is online courses with people that are influencers and people that are public speakers and successful individuals, and I learn from them. So yeah, if you have a task or hobby, or not even that, if you are excellent, you're in successful, or you have a business, guess what? You can teach people how to do things. You can be a coach, of course. You can teach people about finances. You can teach people how to do hair online. There's so many things you can do online. You know, you can offer courses all day, because a lot of people, you know, they aren't going to, I don't know, I say a lot of people, but a lot of people will rather just learn something hands-on. I'm a hands-on learner. So if I want to know how to do something, I'm going to research it, and I'm going to watch things and courses and try to figure it out myself. You know, that's just the mindset of a lot of people out here. And like I said, courses are pretty dope. All right, number three. Invest in real estate and create a new passive income stream. You already know real estate is always a good field to get into. You can own property and rent it out. You can own not even just residential property. You can own a parking lot. You can own a parking lot and rent out your parking lot. Man, where I work at, the parking is pretty crazy. So anybody that owns a parking lot, man, they're making bank on owning land and putting a parking lot on it and parking garages, and they killing the game. So when you think about real estate, don't just think about, you know, residential. You can think about stop. I'm not a financial advisor, so if you're looking for financial advice, you know, go seek that. I'm just a guy that's, you know, giving you the game how I see it and from my experiences. All right, but anyway, so you got to look at real estate other than just residential. And you also can own REITs, stocks in real estate, which are commercial real estate properties. Man, it's so much you can do with real estate. And real estate is one of those things that people are always going to need, regardless of the time, year, decade. Land. You know, they've been harping over land for a long time. Matter of fact, the whole world always arguing over land and going to war over land and resources. Land and resources. That's been the, like, ever since the dawn of time. People see things that other people have. Guess what? They want to go to war to take it. Things like that. But anyway, real estate. You can't lose with real estate. Passive income and, like I said, real estate. Dividends. Got to speak about dividends. I love dividends. If you don't know what dividends are, make sure you check out my videos about dividends. But for real though, you can earn a lot of dividends and passive income from investing into real estate properties in the stock market and REITs are what you will be looking for. But you definitely can earn a lot of passive income, and it'll really be hands-free. All right. Number four, in-person services that can't be automated. Okay, so let's see what they're talking about on this one. In-person services are a tried and true side hustle. If you have time on your hands, consider leveraging it to make more money and increase your overall monthly income. Let's get some examples. Pet sitting. Okay, it is a multi-billion dollar industry. So things like keeping pets, okay, I see where they're going with this. Things like keeping pets, babysitting. The child care field is off the chain. And I said that because I'm a parent, man. Man, they charge an arm, leg, a rib, and some, a few toes for child care services out here. And it's because it's in high demand. And guess what? Because it's in high demand, everybody is high when it comes to child care. And of course, as a parent, parents don't want to be going to the cheapest or the easy to get into, because you want to make sure that your child is secure and safe and things like that. So they can hit us in the head. They hit us in the head. Man, if you guys knew what I paid in daycare, oh my God. But like I said, that is one of those type of services that you got to do in person, and you can make money from it. Pet sitting, child care. I'm not sure if you, if you get into the child care field, you probably got to have a license. So think about that. Or unless you're keeping like family kids and things like that. What else we got? Anything that, people can't automate. Something simple. Anything you can't automate. I know, and another thing that I have been looking at too, I have been looking at small things like, that was in person. I was about to talk about Fiverr, but they're talking about in person things. But like I said, babysitting and, house watching too. House watching. I do know one of the daycare ladies left, and she got hired to, run the estate and run someone's estate and just basically house watch and keep an eye on all the properties, assets, and things like that. That was pretty cool. So that is, a industry that you can look into. Number five, start a YouTube channel. Yeah. You can make money off YouTube. You can make money off YouTube. Everybody knows that. YouTube is a growing field. And it's crazy. You know what made me, of course, I want to talk about finances and things like that. And I wanted to make sure that people knew that investing could be easy. And it didn't have to be hard, things like that. Anybody can do it. And I wanted to motivate people. I still want to motivate people. That's why I started my YouTube channel. And as I kept doing it, I learned that you actually can make money. You can make decent money off YouTube if you stick at it. YouTube is a way to make money, but you got to put some work in. But it's cool that you can just turn on a camera and start making money if, you have content that people actually gravitate towards. YouTube. And not only that, YouTube is a nice way to market. And YouTube, if you ever Google something, it's getting crazy now. At first, I didn't used to see it as much, but I feel like over the last year or two, when you Google something, it's like a YouTube video that's automatically going to pop up with it too. You Google best recipes or how to do something. Guess what? A YouTube channel is going to pop up before an article. So that tells you how popular Google is, YouTube is, and YouTube works with Google, so you already know what time it is. But it's an excellent way to market too. You can make money, and it's crazy that you got kids out here making money. Like I said, whatever you have a passion for, you can actually start recording it and make money off of it. Yeah, so yeah, YouTube, you can start a YouTube. Six, you can monetize your home or even just one room with Airbnb. So everybody know Airbnb. You can rent out part of your home or a home. Airbnb is very popular, and it's pretty cool that, nowadays you can go rent out a house a house instead of going by a hotel room. You know, that's some things that people are into, and that's pretty cool. Number 7, you can sell a physical product online. Of course, you can sell. If you make something, you can sell it online. It is so easy. The marketing game is crazy. You know, back in the day, if you had something that to market, just think about the people that used to go around talking about, what is it, Hoover? The vacuum cleaner people? They used to go around trying to sell vacuum cleaners from door to door. Guess what? You can get into people's house and let them know you're selling something without even opening their door. Yeah, it's called the internet. Nowadays, you can sell anything and market anything to people in their homes without going door to door. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about, like, the time jump. I guess, what, about 20 years ago, people were going door to door, doing things like that, trying to sell something. Think about the Pursuit of Happiness, the movie Pursuit of Happiness. You know, he was trying to sell something, going door to door to try to sell something. Nowadays, you can sit at the comfort of your home if you got internet. He ain't had nothing. But Will Smith, Pursuit of Happiness. If you ain't seen it, go see it. Yeah, pretty good. But nowadays, like I said, it's just so easy to sell something. Like, if the audience is there or the customers are there that want that product, you can sell it to them. Easy. Online, and of course, I'm going through that now. I'm selling not products, but I'm selling services and stuff like that online. And speaking of, if you want the hottest stock picks, make sure you check out the description of this podcast or video and check out The Motley Fool. And not only The Motley Fool, check out Trade Ideas. So The Motley Fool is a stock advisor, and this stock advisor is going to give you the hottest stock picks out, and they're going to come out, you know, monthly with a couple stock picks, things like that. And like I said, it's the hottest stock picks out. And guess what? You might be like, monthly? They got a backlog of stock picks, so you get to check all the articles and all the information out about The Motley Fool's hottest stock picks once you sign up for them. And that is in the description, and if you're on YouTube, it's in the comment section. So that's one way to trade. That's mainly for long-term positions and things like that. And then if you want to get fancy, man, I'm telling you, it's only for fancy people. If you really want to get into investing and trading, check out Trade Ideas. All right, first off, Trade Ideas has a platform that, man, you can basically find the best trades out there. You can have shorts, you can have options, whatever you're looking for, Trade Ideas is going to give it to you. It's a software, and they even have AI trading. So they even have an AI that goes to find the stocks that could be going down, could be going up, and you can trade those stocks with Trade Ideas AI. You know, you can download the software and try it out yourself. And again, that is in the description. But right now, at this moment, they are about to do a deal, and they're going to let you in on their software for like $11, $12 for 2 weeks. Yes, for 2 weeks. Yeah, you can't get forever with them, but you can get access to all their stuff for 2 weeks. You know, it's just for 11. We're gonna round it up, $12. Make sure y'all check that out, because it's a powerful platform. And if you really want to be serious with your investing and you want to learn how to day trade and swing trade and things like that, make sure you check out Trade Ideas. You know, see, you know, selling things. But I do like those two services, and yeah, you can make bank with them. Check them out. Description. Number 8, do freelance work. And as soon as I seen that, first thing I think about is Fiverr. I mean, you could do freelance work, and when you talk about freelance work, it encompasses so much. Just think about it. If you don't know how to start an LLC, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to file the papers or what company to go with. Yeah, you can go to any online service, or you can just hire somebody from Fiverr that's going to do it for you. Oh, you want to trademark your name, or you want to put in the paperwork to, you know, put a copyright in. You can find somebody on Fiverr to do it. Oh, you want somebody to write a blog for you? Fiverr. What else you need? You need promotion? You want YouTube promotion? Fiverr. Oh, you want somebody to draw some artwork for you? Fiverr. Fiverr has so many different type of professionals. You need a landing page for your service that you're marketing? Fiverr. See what I mean? Fiverr has so much that you can check out. You know, it has writing articles, managing social media accounts, everything, anything you're looking for a business is on Fiverr. So make sure you check it out. Next up is launch a paid newsletter or subscription. So you can launch a newsletter or subscription to whatever it is you do, whatever your niche is, and people can sign up, you know, for your newsletter. That's pretty dope. So, you know, like back in the day, you have to do things like this. You had to be with a newspaper article and hope to be published and be one of their publishers and things like that. Nah, you can just start one. And if you have a following, have people that want to hear what you're talking about, guess what? They're going to sign up. So, yeah, that's pretty good. If you got a lot to say, especially if you got a lot to say, or if you have a certain niche and you want to start a subscription, like I'm going off the wall with this, but let's say you do a fitness channel and you do fitness workouts and you want to motivate people and have them work out with you can start a subscription. You see what I'm saying? You can do one in person, you can do one on YouTube, you can start a subscription and promote others, and you can promote other brands instead with affiliate marketing. So we talk about affiliate marketing now. With affiliate marketing, you can sell anything that, you know, people are out there offering and want you to help them build their business. That's the whole point of affiliate marketing. Someone has a product or service and they need salesmen to go out there and, you know, sell it. And you get a commission for it. And of course, these salesmen sometimes get promotional deals like me. You know, you can sign up for the Motley Fool right now, and it's just going to be $89.99 with my link. Make sure you check that out. And see what I'm saying? So you even get deals and things like that to offer to, you know, your fan base, or just to go out there and hustle and sell the product to people. Product or service. That's why I think, but I do want to throw a little side note in there. Affiliate marketing is a little harder than you think, unless you have the perfect niche, the perfect product, and the perfect audience for that. It's a little harder than you think. A lot of people think you just get in and you can automatically start making money off affiliate marketing. It's not really that easy. All right, so it takes some work, it takes some practice. I say practice because you have to know your audience, and that's what it will, you know, it'll take all of that. Next is you can lease out individual rooms in your home or yard space. We kind of went over that a little bit when I was talking about Airbnb, but I didn't think about, you know, if you got yard space, you can rent out your yard space. It's crazy. That's crazy. And what it's talking about, Neighbor is a unique marketplace that connects people with unused space or garage in their garage, attics, and basement. So it's Neighbor. People can keep their things in other people's house or sheds or garage. That's crazy. And they can charge them a storage fee. And this equals to affordable storage. So I like to say, what's going on with all of these little businesses and side hustles? because of online, because of the online network and how easy it is to connect with people through groups and things like that, and just how, you know, it's so easy to market yourself, they're taking business away from these big institutions. I mean, like the storage facilities, for example. Man, they make bank on charging people to keep their stuff in storage. Now with apps like Neighbor, your neighbor can be making money off you keeping it over there. That's crazy. All right, number 12, learn to repair appliances as a side gig. So yeah, you can learn to repair appliances. Of course, you all already know, if you have any type of appliance, if you look at repairing it, man, it's almost as expensive as just buying a new one on whatever it is. If it's a washing machine, if it's a dryer, if it's a AC unit, man, a lot of times once that stuff breaks down or something like that, you might get charged up for the service, or you can, you know, just replace it. A lot of times people just replace things like that. So that's why I already know that learning to repair appliances as a side gig, yeah, it's probably very profitable. Very profitable. Number 13, tutor college and high school students as they prepare for exams. So if you are knowledgeable about, you know, a certain subject in school, or you are a teacher, especially if you are a teacher, you can already, if you got time, you can make a side hustle out of, you know, when it's exam time, help students prepare. That's crazy. That's good stuff, though. Help people prepare. Next is 14, rent out your swimming pool and other non-real estate assets. That's crazy. You can, if you got, you know, access of things like swimming pools and things like that, you can rent that stuff out. Rent out your swimming pool. I ain't never heard of such, but that's pretty cool. Rent out your swimming pool. Number 15, resell clothing that's already in your closet. Oh yeah, places like Play-Doh Closet, a lot of places allow you to resell, they will buy your clothing, especially if it's popular clothing, popular brands and things like that. So if you got a closet full of stuff, you might can downsize by going ahead and, you know, checking out some places like Play-Doh's Closet, things like that. Easy money, especially if you got clothes you won't use. 16, start a volume photography business. So you can start photography. Everybody has a very powerful camera in their hand. Most everybody. Our cell phones can take pretty decent pictures. And if you are a beast with photoshopping and making sure you got stuff right, like the angles of light and things like that, and you can make bank by taking pictures. You know, you can make bank on taking pictures, and you can do it for free. Well, nah, man, I'm talking about side hustles. If you already do it for free, you can, you know, just use what you already know how to do. Photoshop and things like that. Easy money. Next, 17. Wash other people's clothes. It's crazy. Hamper. Let's get into this. All right, we're going to read some of this here. Have a washer and dryer at home. That can be a side hustle too. Sheesh. Hamper, a company that refers to itself as the Uber of laundry. The Uber of laundry. Y'all hear this? Lets you sign up as a contractor, drive to people's homes and pick up their laundry, and take it home to a laundry and fold. So you can act as a contractor. Go pick up people's laundry. Do it for them and take it back and make money. All you need is your own washing machine and dryer. Of course, your water bill probably go up a little bit. But man, that's crazy. And finally, 18. Start an independent moving business. You know, people are moving all the time. People are always moving. So you can, that's crazy. Start your own moving business. That's pretty dope. And a lot of these things that they're talking about, it's so easy to do these things nowadays because apps and programs. There's an app for almost everything, right? So if you can think of that as a service, guess what? You can have an app made for you and they can work it for you. That's why it's so crazy that, you know, we can do all of this different, all of these different things. It's pretty dope. Pretty dope. And that was number 18. So let me know if you guys do or like any of these side hustles. Let me know. Because again, it's all about making sure we can get a piece of the pie. And extra money, as far as I know, extra money ain't never hurt anybody. I don't know nobody that's hurt because somebody gave them some extra money, more money than they wanted. Huh? So make sure that you are aware of different avenues out here so you can keep hustling, keep grinding, so you can get that piece of the pie. I appreciate y'all checking me out. Peace.